This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Last week, I talked to you about the science and the practice of eating, and that eating is an awful lot more than just stuffing something in your mouth. And I was relating this to a couple of teenage kids whose diets were reflective of most teenage kids. Fast foods, just fast foods, soft drinks. And their bodies, even before they were, you know, had finished the maturation process, were beginning to reflect it. The boy had some acne problems. The girl, her periods only started about 3 years prior to this, and she was already having menstrual difficulties. Which is a direct reflection of the kinds of foods we choose to eat. So that is available at Good Day Health Show, that particular podcast. And what I want to do this week is kind of a follow-up to that, because they had some questions about health foods. Well, we'll just eat some health foods. And I said, well, what do you mean by a health food? So I have a list here, and hopefully I can get to all of them in this show. 10 health foods, so-called health foods that aren't very healthy. So I'm just going to go through them rather quickly here. Number one is salad dressing. Nobody eats a salad without some kind of dressing on it. Nobody eats a dry salad. If they do, there's something wrong with them. But a lot of the reasons why we like salads is because of the salad dressing. And the reason that we like salad dressings is because of what they have in there that makes it unfit for human consumption. Because the main ingredient in salad dressing, of course, is oil. And since, for all intents, extra virgin olive oil is the only healthy vegetable oil out there, then you'd think that salad dressings that have olive oil on the title would be everywhere. But no, it isn't, because virgin olive oil is very pricey. I mean, why would a salad dressing producer go there when they can fill their bottles with this cheap, refined canola or soybean or safflower oil and call it a day, a profitable day, mind you? I mean, never mind that vegetable and seed oils, including the expeller pressed, are among some of the most heavily refined foods out there in the market. And never mind that they're heated to insane temperatures that destroy any nutritional value that oil started out with. And never mind that such high heat creates dangerous peroxides, trans fats, and other kinds of poisons that have to be removed, though not completely, by even more refining. I mean, it kind of kills the point of eating a salad, doesn't it? But why do we do it? Because of the sugar that is in that salad dressing. Number two, sweetened yogurts. I just call them soft ice creams. Parents will buy yogurts in the grocery store for whatever reason. You know, yes, a sweetened yogurt will offer some benefits by way of its live bacterial culture, but that is overwhelmed by its phenomenally high sugar content. A good yogurt you want to spit out of your mouth. It's that sour. But boy, is that ever good for you, because most commercial yogurts are made from pasteurized milk, which lacks most of the nutrients that you get in raw milk straight from the cow. And then the heat of pasteurization not only destroys a lot of vitamins, it denatures the proteins such as lactase, which is the enzyme that helps you to digest milk's infamous sugar, lactose. And as many nutrition-minded doctors will tell you, people with lactose intolerance often have no problem drinking raw milk. And as Dr. Francis Pottinger, that I mentioned in last week's show, often noted back in the early, you know, a little under 100 years ago, pasteurization destroys something called the anti-stiffness factor that is in raw whole milk that prevents arthritis. that Dr. Roy Lee, one of my mentors, just simply calls it a cooked food disease. Arthritis is a cooked food disease. Number three, if I can get through 10 of these, fresh fruit juice. You know, if it's consumed in moderation, it's a great source of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. But all of those disappear once that juice has been pasteurized because it destroys the fruit juice's heat-sensitive vitamins and the enzymes and leaves behind a big gulp of fructose, fruit sugar. And among other things, fructose increases insulin resistance in the body, and it converts almost exclusively the fructose to fat in the liver, which makes it a prime suspect for our country's rising epidemic of diabetes and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And that's probably letting fructose off easy. You know, this is why you don't see long-distance runners eating fruit before they do their marathon. If they're eating anything, they're eating pasta, because that pasta will break down into sugar really quick. The sugar in fruit, for the most part, is fructose, and your body cannot use fructose. It has to convert that fructose to glucose to be used, and that takes a long time for that to happen. And so when you're eating fruit before some physical thing, you're not going to get the benefit of the sugar kick out of that. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about some health foods that aren't necessarily healthy. Number four, soy milk. Now, soy is always, it's been promoted as a health food ever since the FDA, you know, awarded it as a, with some health food claim back in the late 90s, vis-a-vis cardiovascular health. But since then, the studies have almost universally failed to confirm the proposed benefits of soy with respect to heart disease or any other illness. In fact, the American Heart Association released a study back in 2006 concluding that the earlier research indicating that soy protein has clinically important favorable effects as compared with other proteins, you know, with respect to heart disease, cancer prevention, bone loss prevention, menstrual irregularity, simply has not been confirmed. And the animal studies testing specific isoflavones, and the other anti-nutrients that are in soy suggests that the long-term consumption of soy-based products actually disrupt thyroid function, cause menstrual difficulties, causes hormone imbalances, among other things. And with the jury still out on this highly processed, highly marketed product, its reputation as a health food would seem to owe more to the economic return of its producers than to any scientific evidence. And there is more and more anti-soy research, anti-soy publications coming out all the time. Another one is the whole grain breakfast cereals. What? Whole grain breakfast cereals? Yeah, forget about the dangers of gluten and the argument about whether humans were ever meant to eat grains at all. Breakfast cereals are essentially a combination of highly refined flours and sugar. And anytime I'm using the term refined, I want you to think shelf life. The reason they refine anything is so it won't spoil. And what spoils the quickest in foods, once it's picked from the vine or dug up out of the ground or as a result of animals? The thing that spoils first is usually the most nutritious part of that food. Why is it the most nutritious? Because it's the most biochemically active material in that food that's still alive, even though it's been picked or plucked or dug up or whatever else. In order for it to have shelf life, it has to be refined. Those essential nutritional ingredients need to be removed from that product, or it'll go rancid. It'll spoil. And so this is the very combination that's believed to lie at the root of metabolic syndrome in our diet in America today, highly refined flours and sugar. And the group of risk factors, it's so common in America today that that we have now with the advent of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, insulin sensitivity, all the things associated with a high sugar, high processed grain diet, all the heart disease that is now associated with those foods, and stroke. And it doesn't make any difference if it's organic or not, because whole grains contain loads of what is known as phytic acid, P-H-Y-T-I-C, phytic acid. It is an anti-nutrient, and it binds minerals in your gut, in the gastrointestinal tract, so that they cannot be absorbed into the body. And if that wasn't bad enough, a lot of the cereal makers add antioxidant vitamin fractions to the mix in a pointless attempt to try to preserve the delicate polyunsaturated fatty acids that are in the grains, which then turn bad as soon as the seeds are cracked back open at the processing plant. There's a reason why seeds have a tough covering. There's a reason why nuts have a tough covering. Because the seeds in the nuts are fat-rich foods, good fats that your body needs. But as soon as oxygen gets to it, by cracking the hull or cracking the covering, it begins to go rancid. It begins to oxidize. And it becomes something you don't necessarily want in your daily diet. But even though they take the grains and they grind them up to make a whole grain cereal, unless those grains were properly treated ahead of time, which is difficult to do, the phytic acid is still there. Now, I know what you're thinking. Grains are bad? Really? Grains are bad? If you can get whole grain cereal, whole grains themselves, and you soak them in water overnight, a lot of the phytic acid will come off. Same with beans. Soak it overnight. Pour the water off. Let it dry back out. Grind it up. And eat it within 12 hours of the grinding. You probably have a healthy food. But who wants to take the time to do that? It's so much easier to just go get a bag of granola. And I'm telling you, it's not the health food that you've been told that it is. Now, we're going to go to a break. When we get back, I've got several more of these things to go through. The next one would be low-fat milk. I think you'll find that somewhat interesting. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming right up.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Doug and Jay, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. Go to 800, you have to go to pick up the phone and dial 800-PROGRESSIVE, or go online to progressive.com, if you will. Okay, so this is our time to discuss social media trending items from celebrities, like the release of the Kenny Rogers album, which is going to feature unreleased songs. Kenny Rogers has been dead for 3 years, believe it or not. 3 years ago, he was 77 when he died, and so his wife, whose name is Wanda, that was my mother's name, not a lot of women named Wanda around, she has announced that this is a category of things that were recorded, but never really, they haven't really found an ear or two. We'll find out more about what the contents are right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between.
I love this song. So apparently this is Dolly and Kenny Rogers in a song that went to number one on the country charts, on the pop charts. It was everywhere and did so well, deservedly so. So apparently this album that's coming out has a new collaboration, or one that was never released with Dolly Parton. It's called Tell Me What You Love. That's going to be heard on this album with a bunch of other songs that were previously recorded. I don't think that there is. Are there any? He had a lot of Christmas music. I remember seeing him on concert, on tour, and it was Christmas time. He used to like to do a Christmas tour.
Yeah, his Christmas album was really the most recent thing, I think, that he put out as far as studio albums in, like, the last decade or the decade before his death. And the album, this album coming out, it's called Life is Like a Song. It hits June 2nd, and in addition to the previously unreleased songs that nobody's heard, he also has some covers. Like, there's one that he sings At Last, which Etta James did. I mean, this is going to
be... I Wish It Would Rain by the
album.
Temptations. Yeah, it'll be good. And he died, he was 81. I thought that was kind of, you know, it was March 20th, 2020 when he died. So, if you're a Kenny Rogers fan.
Natural causes. He was in hospice care.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you'll enjoy this. A lot of good music in there. I was always a Kenny Rogers fan from when he was the lead singer of the First Edition back in the 1960s. I think it was one of the first songs I played as a disc jockey. Now, here's something that also is floating around on social media. There is a lot of focus on a crash at a coffee shop. And it's all over, the videos all over podcasts and social media. Two men didn't get hurt, but their car crashed into a coffee shop. They were recording a podcast as they were driving. So that's why it's on the podcast or in the podcast. But
yeah, the two podcasters were patrons to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
When the car came crashing in.
The end of that. Okay, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today, and we expect him to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest late last week of Teixeira on charges of disclosing classified information comes amid a continuing effort by the government, including the Pentagon, to lower the distribution list of some intelligence and even restrict some who previously had access. A parking garage collapsed in New York City's financial district yesterday afternoon, killing one person and injuring others. The New York Fire Department reported firefighters responded but were pulled out because of concerns about the building's structural stability. At least 5 workers were injured, one of whom refused medical attention. Mayor Eric Adams said one person was found dead after the first responders arrived. Lance Pry, USA News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
More of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So, as I said before the break, these commercial interests work hand in hand with one another. And they're, you know, it's... Most people, and I said, you two guys, how often do you sit around the dinner table talking about the complicit conspiracies that are going on to get you to do what major manufacturing, major production, major businesses want you to adopt into your lifestyle that you continue to buy their products? I might as well have been talking to the wall. The look that's on their face. I said, you know, your primary motivation right now is, dang it, I'm hungry. And you kind of you go look for a box of food to just instantly appear in front of you with that says right on the front of the box, the can, the bag, whatever else, open, insert contents into your mouth. You know, and so the food industry figured out a long time ago how to appeal to our most infantile needs. And they invented a feast of foods that just pacify our juvenile mentality. Like magicians, they can make complete chemical crap taste and smell good. They look at rainbow-colored breakfast cereals, fast foods that are drowned in sugary barbecue sauce and giant blue-colored soft drinks. And, you know, I said, listen, I raised 8 kids, and they're all adults now. And they follow some of the stuff that myself and their mother taught them, and some of them don't. And their health quotient right now reflects how far they followed what we had to say. But... You know, it's kind of like, well, how bad can this stuff really be? It's bad. It's very bad. And yes, I know, guys, everybody eats them. But guess what everybody else is doing as a result of eating that stuff? They're getting sick. They're trying to keep from getting sick. They're almost all over 35, 40 are on at least one medication to control their illnesses. They're struggling to control their weight. Half of the adults in America now are overweight. They're obese. Or they're trying to battle their insomnia because the chemicals keep them alive and asleep at night. Manufacturers made these invented foods by removing the value of the food in order to get shelf life in the supermarket. And at that point, the girl, the daughter, one of her eyebrows raised. So I know I'd hit something here. I said, this is how you get food to not spoil. You have to remove the value of that food ahead of time. The nutrients, the enzymes, the living microbe cultures. Because real food is alive. Stuff that you fresh pick at a farmer's, that you get at a farmer's market, vegetables and things like that. Those things are still alive. There's chemical processes that are still going on inside those foods. But you get a canned version of it. It died a long time ago before it ever got into the food. And because of that, the living enzymes that our lives depend upon is gone. So you can't have food expiring on the grocery shelf, so they had to do something about it. And they have to keep it from spoiling long enough to get it trucked across the country, hang out in the grocery shelves until people buy it, or the food industry loses a lot of money. And another problem is that we like our food cheap. Especially in today's high interest and high food costs that are going on. And so the industry capitalizes on that by growing as much as they can for as little as they can. And so when that happens in any aspect of industry I'm familiar with, quality goes out the window. It's no longer a priority. Quantity is. And so the problems with selling fresh food, the kind of food I want you guys to eat, is how the food industry solves it. You know, like pasteurized and homogenized milk. Milk starts out as a raw food. The dairy industry pasteurizes it, which means it cooks it, until the enzymes that are necessary in that milk to give us calcium absorption and the proteins that we need to build strong muscles have been destroyed before it ever gets poured into the coolers for a carton of pasteurized milk. And then they homogenize it, which damages the fat molecules in order to keep the cream from separating out from the milk and rising to the top. Or the refining process of grains. Grains contain, whole grains now, contain vital nutrients, vital oils, particularly organic grain, until the food manufacturers refine it. And this process removes the nutrients. And next they spray man-made chemical vitamins back into the flour, and they call it enriched. You don't have to enrich anything Mother Nature made, but if you de-enrich it in the processing so that you find out you have to enrich it because it's absolutely, totally worthless without a little bit of enriching, you know, then that's how it works. Or hydrogenize. You've heard this word a lot. Oil is rich in fatty acids and other nutrients, but the industry will hydrogenate it. That is, they chemically strip it of all its nutrients. They purify it. They filter it out. They cleanse it. They take the rancid odors out of it to keep it from further spoiling. And by the time they're done with it, there's nothing there but something that will clog your arteries. And then the animal food industry just gets pumped up with antibiotics. Animal meat. She was moving more towards vegetarianism, and he still liked his hamburgers. But I said, I want you to understand, animal meat contains the highest concentration of precious nutrients. The most nutrient-dense food on the planet that I have ever been able to find is calf liver, baby calf liver. Now, I know the implication behind that. 4 ounces of baby calf liver has as much nutritional strength and content as 400 pounds of salad. But the meat industry raises livestock in very unhealthy conditions. They feed them a diet of unnatural foods that are not designed for their species. And then they have to medicate them with antibiotics and hormones that's contaminated with pesticides and herbicides just to keep them looking somewhat healthy, because the food they're being fed is not specific to their species and they get sick. If you go back to the late 1800s, there was a counterattack that went on against commercial interests that, you know, that profit from our ignorance. It began back then. And quietly enough, it began with a handful of people who had genuinely curious minds and, unlike a lot of people today, a very astute power of observation. And it began with the scientists and the doctors and the researchers and the moms and the dads. And they weren't out to force an agenda. They just wanted to find out, what is the connection between food and health? Why is this particular group of people very healthy, and in that population, you can't find cancer, you can't find heart disease, you can't find arthritis, you can't find diabetes, you can't even find infectious diseases. And whereas this group over here, they're dying 20 years earlier than the first group, and they're all sick or they're all fat. And instead of wasting time and money trying to figure out the cause of disease, they began researching what made people healthy. And one of them, Dr. Weston Price, I've talked about this on the show for over a decade, studied healthy people. And he traveled the world trying to document the diets of the indigenous populations who were free of disease. And he filmed them, he photographed them, he wrote about what happened when these once healthy people started eating white bread, white sugar, and refined oils. And it wasn't pretty. Adults who switched from their own natural diet to the crappy diet you get in grocery stores of refined processed food suffered from rotting teeth, increased infections, and lifespan shortening. And the children born to them had birth defects like cleft palates, club feet, and undeveloped dental arches. That book is called Human Nutrition and Physical Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, by Weston A. Price. I think it's available at Amazon. It's certainly available at the WestonAPrice.org website. Nutrition and physical... I'm not sure if it's human nutrition or just nutrition and physical degeneration. One of the most powerful books on this subject you could ever find. And when your dental arches are too small and there's not enough room in your head for all of your teeth because they're crowded, they're forced to grow crookedly. Again, over the last several decades, we have a boom in braces for kids. And so I'm talking to these kids, and I said, listen, if your teeth don't have enough room as you go through puberty and into adolescence, as your body continues to grow, what about your brain? I mean, you look at these kids who are born today with these other kinds of birth defects. The difference is that today you can go to the dentist or the doctor, and for a great deal of money, a great deal of trauma in some cases, these hardworking professionals, because of the nutrition industry, of the failure of the nutrition industry, can correct all those defects. Cosmetically, you might look healthier, at least normal. But the invisible effects of malnutrition, both in the womb as you are developing through childhood, adolescence, and into adulthood, will weaken your health for the rest of your lives, and it even affects the children you're going to have and your grandchildren that they will have, because it affects the genetic strength. So you guys, and I'm still talking to these two teenagers, and this is, you know, I'm paraphrasing because the conversation with them went on a little longer than that, but I said, I want you to start learning about Dr. Royal Lee. I want you to learn about Dr. George Goodhart. I want you to learn about Dr. Weston Price. I want you to learn about Dr. Francis Pottinger. All of these people have publications printed at Saline River Press. All these people are represented at the WestonAPrice.org out of Southern California. And Dr. Francis Pottinger in particular, he was the Dr. Atkins of his day. He did a lot of research with cats back in the 1930s. But he was in Laguna, Southern California, down south of Hollywood. But the Hollywood moguls, when their starlets would start to get a little pudgy or look a little older than they should, those guys would send them down to Dr. Pottinger. And Dr. Pottinger put them on what essentially was a combination of a keto carnivore diet. He would get them off the bad oils. He would get them off sugar. He would get them off refined grains. He would get them off of pasteurized dairy. He would not allow one drop of breakfast cereal anywhere near his hospitals. And he fed them the ancestral diet that Mother Nature had intended from the earth. Rich, nutritiously dense organic plants, or the animals that ate those organic, nutrition-dense plants. And within 6 to 8 weeks, starlets look like starlets again, and they would be back before the cameras. I know what I'm telling you guys, and I don't mean my audience right now. I mean these two kids. I know what I'm telling you can be confusing over what makes good food and what makes healthy results as a result. And I mentioned to you some nutrition science pioneers whose research led us to firsthand knowledge of how to really recognize the real food based on studying people who ate the real food. There is this painting by Charles Russell, and you can Google it. It's called Indians Hunting Buffalo. And it's just that you see these Indians, the American Indians on ponies, racing down this gigantic armored tank-looking buffalo with a bow pulled, an arrow pulled all the way, aiming at the animal. I saw a picture of that in an office once where they put this caption under that picture. The quest for superior nutrition has never been easy. Well, it's as true today as it ever was before. You can get more information about my position on all these things at ForbiddenDoctor.com and a whole collection at the GoodDayHealthShow.com podcast, where my stuff and Dr. Ken Kronhaus is there. But at ForbiddenDoctor.com, I have hundreds of podcasts that talk about these subjects. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around. Doug and I will get together here in a moment to finish the show.
Eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. other nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Talking about things that are important in the medical profession, Dr. Jack Stockwell. We're very happy to have him as a participant of the Good Day program and Good Day Health. Spends a lot of time talking with you about supplements. He's a Nuka chiropractor, so also about adjusting the upper part of your cervical spine. He has so much success with that. Thousands of people in Salt Lake City go to see Jack every year to get relief, and that's really corrections and relief. And he's also a GAPS practitioner, so he knows a lot about what you put into your body, which first has to go down into your stomach. And if you don't have a good, healthy stomach, hoo-ha, look out below. And so one of the things that he and I have been talking about, and we do all the time, we talk off the air, on the air, about various things from Standard Process, because that is the number one supplement line in the country, because it's all their products, 100 or so of them, are made from whole food. There's nothing except food, and that's nature's balance in a manner of speaking. Pardon the pun, I'm using the name of another not so good but highly touted supplement line. But this is all about food, and you are what you eat. So isn't it the expression is that food is medicine, right?
I mean, that's really the bottom line. Edison was really big about that about 130 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That food is your medicine and medicine is your food.
Yeah.
A kind of a thing that nature's storehouse that Mother Nature presented you with is primarily the beginning and the end of health of the human body, and as it's centered in the gut, as you said a minute ago.
So it isn't likely that a spoonful of sugar will make the medicine go down or be that good for you. That sounds good when Julie Andrews sings right? Spoonful of sugar.
Especially considering the source. I mean, Mary Poppins, how could she be wrong?
How can that be wrong? Exactly. All right, let's talk about magnesium. We talk about minerals often. I just bought 8 tons of bagged minerals that I'm going to mix with my compost to enhance some land that I'm planting on the farm. And there's a lot of stuff that I guess I've forgotten, although I talk about it when we have Warren Eckstein here talking about minerals and stuff that he creates in his, he has a special line like you do. You have the stuff at Forbidden Doctor that you've created yourself for your patients. Warren Eckstein has things for the dog, hugs and kisses, which, by the way, has a lot of the same minerals and vitamins in the product as you talk about here. The stuff that's good for us apparently is good for our dogs, too.
Yeah,
cats.
Imagine that. Imagine that. All mammals have a very similar physiology. All of them do.
Yeah.
Even though there's some changes here and there. We need the same minerals.
All right, magnesium is one of them. You have done a study, a deep dive into magnesium. What did you find?
Well, you don't need very much. But you need magnesium. There's so many things, neurotransmitters, serotonin, GABA, glutamate, things that speed us up, things that slow us down are magnesium dependent. And we also know from various studies, peer-reviewed studies, depression, anxiety, stress, and attention deficit activity, hyperactivity disorder, Alzheimer's, cognitive aging are all associated with decreased levels of magnesium in the body. And too much magnesium... the reason we put magnesium in laxatives is because with all the other things magnesium does, it also relaxes smooth muscle tissue, which is what your colon and the rectum are all comprised of, smooth muscle, not hard skeletal muscle.
So you'll notice how much more effective I was at getting the message across. I just said it helps your pooper duper.
That's
and you're
right.
Going into this long, lengthy thing.
So, well, I'm out in the weeds again. I understand.
No, but it's good because if people ought to know this.
Much, yeah. If you're going to get too much, don't go too far away from the bathroom.
No.
But by the same token, you still need some. And one of the best sources of magnesium is our green plants, the green plants that we eat. Mm-hmm. The magnesium is the heart and core of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll, of course, is the green aspect of the vegetables that we're eating. And when we don't get enough of that, then we can have some stuff that upsets our mental balance and causes a bunch of other problems. But you don't need much, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I take something called magnesium lactate. I just take a couple of them a day, and they keep the old pooper, whatever you called it, running just fine.
So what happens? There's another product that I have through standard process called Easy Mag.
That's one of the best.
Green. Which is better, magnesium lactate or Easy Mag?
No, Easy Mag. Easy Mag. Easy Mag. Absolutely. Because there's other things in
there. But I don't want to talk too much about how smooth the skin is in my colon, but I think it must be okay because everything works.
At least once a day.
Yes, let's hear it for once a day. Every day you should have yourself a good old poop. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from Good Day Health.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.